All right, bro.
It's just like we started with like the Linux, and it's like the Linux started having problems, you know?
Right.
Right,
Wonder why, you
so
know? What?
what was that?
What? What was that?
I was gonna say, let's go dive into where we're gonna talk about where it was, had to do with the Peter Android.
Ackroyd, yeah.
So, you mentioned his brother. What was his brother's name again?
Dan Ackroyd.
So yeah, they actually are brothers, and it's crazy that he passed away.
Yep, Dan Ackroyd was actually on the Joe Rogan too, Joe Rogan Experience.
Now,
Mainly to promote. What?
I'm wondering. Now, Dan Aykroyd is still alive. It was just his brother that died then, huh?
Yeah, he's still alive. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience mainly to promote his like tequila company or whiskey. He has a new alcohol company. But he also talked about, you know, his UFO encounters and his encounters with the Men in Black.
You said Peter Aykroyd said that, or both mentioned him?
Dan Aykroyd, his brother.
Oh, really? So Dan Aykroyd's the one that mentioned stuff about UFOs.
Yes.
Okay, not the one that's deceased.
No, his brother. But still very interesting that you saw a UFO today, and it's just like that, the guy is connected to UFOs in a way, you know.
Yeah, so let's dive into that. What I saw today was pretty interesting. And just like how this whole conversation just started is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how I would go about even like discussing about this. 'Cause it sounds insane. But let me pause this real fast and I'll get back to it, okay? All right, yeah, so I am back. I just had to pause that real fast. But yes, I saw something very insane out in the sky today. It was a, UFO. I don't know how else to describe it, but I was out with my binoculars, not originally at first. I was just out, outside enjoying the cooler weather. But I was just looking up at the sky for a while, and I decided to get my binoculars and just look up at, like, planes passing by and whatnot. And then I noticed at the corner of my eye a bright, shiny star, what I thought it was a star. And it was just extremely bright
And
white.
what time of the day? What time of the day was this?
This was like around 5 o'clock, where I
So
was
it was still kind of
outside.
sunny out.
Sorry, what was that?
There was still like some sun out.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like, plenty sun, but like still enough to where you could see, but you
Was
knew like it
it
was
still
getting
like
dark.
blue skies or was it like orange skies?
It was definitely at that point where you could see orange in the sky.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at this direction, and it's just like, I assume to be like a really bright star. And I'm by then I already have my binoculars, and I find the object, and then I, look closer with binoculars, and then I see the object, but the object is also projecting something onto the sky, which was like constantly moving. Like it was a like if like if a like if like a beam, like in school, if you had a projector beam and it was just
Yeah.
projecting onto something, but it was movable, like transformable. Like it would always like constantly move around. Like it could easily move around into different shapes, and like it was like like pattern, like what you see, like if like when it's mapping like a maybe like when you see AI computers, when it's like mapping the details of a room and you see it's all like trying to get each line and it's like intricate. It's like it was like geometry of some sort, and it would make different shapes. There's different shapes. I mean, it's hard to say. Like, I'm not talking like basic
So like
shapes, like, oh, what was that?
the light itself was changing into different shapes.
Yeah, like it was just morphing into like the whatever it was beaming out onto the sky, it was just like morphing into different shapes. And like one of the shapes that I was able to like recognize was a like third or a three-dimensional cube. But like
Really?
yeah, like it made itself into, and keep in mind when I say it made itself into a cube, I'm not talking about the UFO that I saw. I'm talking about what it was projecting onto the sky. So,
Okay, so not the UFO itself. That's what I was asking.
yeah, no, not the UFO itself. The UFO itself is just what looks like a bright star. It just looks like a very bright object in the sky, which I assumed to be a star. And then I got my binoculars to look at it. And no, this thing is not a star. It's beaming something out onto the sky, geometric figures, shapes, and whatnot, and it's constantly moving, and it's beaming something. And the next thing you know, it picks a third dimensional cube, and it's staying at that shape for quite a while. But keep in mind, it's like free willingly showing us these shapes, because next thing you know, it just stops showing them.
Yeah.
So once that just stopped showing them, all you just saw was just this white, what appeared to be a bright star in the sky. But like I said, it was around 5 o'clock, 5:30 by this time. It's getting dark, but the sun's still out, and it's not dark enough to see any other stars. There's no other stars in the sky but this object.
Wow.
And then I was telling like my family about it. Specifically my mom, I was like saying like, well, I think some might speculate, oh, it might be like, Elon Musk sending his satellites up into space. But I'm thinking like, well, if it was a satellite, it'd be moving in the orbit of this, the Earth. It'd be moving around. It wouldn't just be staying in place what looked like a star that, stays in the place of the firmament, so to speak. It literally just stayed in its spot. And I don't even want to say hovering because it didn't even look like it was part of this atmosphere. It looked like it was part of the stars.
Yeah.
So it was just staying in its place. And like I said, I needed binoculars to be able to see what it was projecting. Like I was able to see the speck in the sky with my eyes and know that it was like, oh, it's, possibly a white, that's a star. But no, I use the binoculars and I look closely, and it's projecting. Oh, and let me tell you, the color is projecting. It was like a bluish white beam. Like it was a bluish beam that it was projecting onto the sky. And like I said, integer or what's the word? Integrate lines, like where they're all connecting together, but they're like making like third dimensional, shapes and stuff. Like in the monkey bars, not the monkey bars, but you remember the growing up, in the playground where before they started changing things around and it was sand before it was like mulch
That
or
dome
something,
thing?
and it was like that dome that you can climb up on top of?
Yeah.
Yes, and you know how it was all intricate and like weaved in together and made like a pattern and made a
Okay.
dome?
I am watching that video you sent me, and I do see that white speck in that video. Is that the UFO itself, or is that what it's projecting?
That white speck is the UFO itself.
Okay.
And so,
So yeah, I do see that.
yeah, it just sounds crazy, dude. It really does.
Like I'm watching you struggle, you're struggling, you're struggling, you're struggling, you're struggling, you're struggling, and then boom, you get it. Nice. I see it. I zoom in on my phone as you're viewing it, so I'm looking at it, I'm looking at it. It's a white speck.
Yeah, and that's all
I'm shocked. I wish he would have taken the binoculars down so I could have seen like what the daytime looked like itself, you know? But it's okay. Amateur video, it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, that's why people wonder, like, oh, it's the 21st century. Don't we have like HD cameras? I mean, keep in mind, like, this is a literally like 1,000 miles in the sky. It's almost dark time, and I don't, I'm not with, technology. I don't have the best technology, so I kind of understand it when like. People, I get footage of things and it's not like the best quality. I'm starting to understand now, like, those footage might be actually real
Yeah.
because of like
Yeah,
how
because it's also like
poor my quality was.
nobody expects to see a UFO, you know?
No, I mean, well, that's the thing is, it wasn't like this day and age, it's like I'm not the one that quickly bring out a phone and be like, yeah, I'm gonna record it. No, what I did
Yeah.
was I got my binoculars. Saw with my eyes, and then basically, called other people. I was like, hey, look, check out with binoculars, look for yourself. I'm not the one, like, I mean, I tried, I even tried for them, our viewers to even get some footage. But like I said, I can see why, most footage that is, captured is like not the best quality. But yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good footage for sure. For I mean, again, it's like last minute, and you do see something. I mean, there is a speck, that white speck, and I mean, your mom saw it too. You know, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, the most frustrating thing is just trying to prove it, like, 'cause it's like even though we saw it, it's like, I mean, people are gonna be like, yeah, right,
Yeah.
But I mean,
But
I
that's
can't.
very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do anything else other than be like, yep, that's what I saw.
And then for that art, and you posted about it on CollierCast, so they can find it on the website, right?
Yeah, they can find it on CollierCast.com.
Okay. And then also on CollierCast.com, they can find an article that I had written, which is about an empire back, I don't even know. You have to read the article to get the exact time frame, but way back in the day, called Tartaria, that seemed to have been pretty much erased from history, you know? So that's really
Brian, I mean,
interesting. And
dude, to be honest, who knows what they done? I mean, I've saw a freaking UFO in the sky today, and then you're telling me they're covering up a whole,
in
like
that
a
article you
nation.
can find at the very end, I post where the CIA document is released, where they talk about how pretty much the main people behind it is Russia, how they wanted to, you know, pretty much take out Tartaria from history, and pretty much we just all went along with it, you know. Well, I mean, it's even crazier than that, because people even you can go in deep into like things about giants. That's a big thing that's been talked about, that giants have and probably still are on this earth, you know.
Why is that another topic that they seem to like cover up too about giants?
Who knows? I mean, it's just so people don't know like how
Advanced we really
interesting.
are.
It's not even about advance, it's just like it just keeps them dumb, you know. It keeps you thinking like
No, well, I
there's
think it
nothing.
does have to be
We're the
about being
only,
advanced because if you think about like if
but
giants did really
the thing.
exist, why would they keep the knowledge from us? Because they think they want to pertain to that knowledge of like evolution. Oh, we came from apes
Yeah,
and we just.
evolution, it just keeps you, yeah, we came from apes, you know, and we're not going anywhere. There's nothing out there, you know. You're just gonna stay here and pretty much die, you know.
Exactly, be a
Work
worker bee.
till you die. Yep, work till you die.
So
And
I'm on the article and I'm That's crazy. I don't even know this like exact date, but it says 1252 Giovanni da Plan del Caprine. So like in the year 1252. So this is well beyond what Columbus in 1492.
Yep, well beyond that, yep.
Oh my gosh.
Before.
So
And I mean, I didn't. My article doesn't go super in depth, but there's a website I link at the very end that actually will go in depth with the language of Tataria, how they wrote it, their culture, and how, what they wore, stuff like that. And then I also think, like, we need to, like, really. Because, like, just because, so we think about advanced, like an advanced civilization, you know, as like, oh, they have maybe flying cars or whatever makes them advanced. But I think really the fact that they had maybe free energy probably makes them advanced, you know? Maybe they didn't have iPhones, yeah, but they had free energy.
so that goes back to what we discussed back then when the like, ancient Egypt and the pyramids when they had like gold tips, right?
Yep. I mean, I'm actually playing. There's a video game called Assassin's Creed Origins where it's like based in Egypt. And the pyramids then are all gold tipped, you know? So in that game, they're even showing you, like, yeah, the pyramids back then had a gold tip. Now, they don't tell you what it's for, but the gold tip acts as like a conductor. So that's how they got the free energy, you know?
And then if
And
you
that's why
like,
they build the pyramids high in the sky. They get the energy from the atmosphere.
and then
And
if
they
I
use
remember
those.
correctly, if you look closely enough, or not look closely enough, but doesn't align with like a certain like arrangement with the stars?
Yeah. And I think because of there have been so many cataclysms on Earth, I think we've actually shifted a little bit. And I think they say it's actually not perfectly lined up anymore. But yeah, at one point that it was perfectly lined up.
And like major cataclysms like what, the Ice
Like
Age?
earthquakes, yeah, ice age, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions.
Like what we've heard with like the dinosaurs and such.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've known
Even
you
like the
even mentioned
dinosaurs, I
that.
mean, the dinosaur theory, I think it the dinosaur theory started only in like the 1800s or something. I think like there's like a period of time where you can go so far back and they don't even like talk about dinosaurs. So I mean, who knows if dinosaurs are even true? You know, I mean, that's just a theory. I mean, yeah, you can never really. Because like if you the theory is that the dinosaurs all evolved into birds, you know?
Well, like I've also heard that like they've evolved into other things like reptiles, like like crocodiles and stuff like that.
Yeah. But I mean, again, like and then the bones of dinosaurs, you're not even nobody's ever seen a dinosaur bone. The dinosaur bones that they do have would be so fragile that if you touched it, it'd probably break. And only government-approved scientists can look at the dinosaur bones.
And I know this is already off topic, away from dinosaurs, but at the beginning of our podcast, you mentioned that he was encountered by like men in black.
Yeah, I think he claims, yeah, that he, I don't know if he was approached or if he just witnessed somebody who seemed a little, you know, suspicious, dressed in black, men in black.
Now, before we start going into this, isn't it funny how like Universal Studios movies like Men in Black, there it's like clear as day right in front of our faces about
Yeah.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean,
But
that's what they want you to think, of course. It's just, oh, it's just a movie. It's just made up, you know? Like, oh, it's
what
just in a
does he
cartoon.
say about the Men in Black that he that you know of?
I don't remember, to be honest. You'd have to, like, watch his episode on the Joe Rogan Experience. That's where he really talks about it. But so I don't remember off the top of my head. But I do know for sure he's, like, he talks about his UFO experiences and his encounters.
That's interesting, I think. to think that like there, could be these like aliens disguised as humans.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's another thing too, shapeshifters. I can dig up a podcast. It's not popular at all. But this guy interviews this girl that he dated who is apparently a shapeshifter. They talk about things like she saw somebody. Oh, hold on. Let me put on pause real quick because my papers are here. All right. So I was talking about the this podcast that this guy does. I haven't even listened to this episode. I heard him talk about this episode because he was on another podcast that I listened to. But he was interviewing this girl that he dated, who is apparently a shapeshifter, and they talk about things like she saw somebody who was pregnant, and she's like, "Wow, how wonderful it must be to be pregnant." And then like the next day, she gained a ton of weight, like 20 pounds or something crazy like that in one day.
But it wasn't anything like she had a baby. She just gained weight, a lot of weight.
No, yeah, she just gained the weight. Yeah, she just gained like 20 pounds in one day, and then the next week she was back to normal. And then he talks another time where they had finished like having sex, and then he looked at her and she looked completely like a different person. And it really freaked him out. And like he said, he didn't freak out in that moment, but like when he came back into the room later and she was like, how he recognized her, he told her, and apparently that's when she told him that, yeah, she does, like, some things happen that she can't control, or she doesn't know how to control.
What the?
Very interesting. Very interesting. And, like, I mean, I don't know if it's true, because, I mean, there's not much money they can gain. I haven't listened to the whole podcast episode.
Do you know what it's called, the podcast?
I can look it up real quick. Let me see. Let's see. Interview with...
Yeah, that'd be pretty freaky, huh?
Yeah, I would... Of course, I try to, like, find it, and it's, like, buried, of course.
Maybe that's next time for the... In the source links. Don't want to... Cause an accident, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if I can even find it, I mean... Man, I don't even remember that podcast name anymore. Because I would know it if I saw it, but I'm definitely not seeing it.
Yeah, we'll hopefully find it and be able to, like, include it in the source links. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy to...
To like, yeah, it's definitely pretty crazy because, I don't know, it's just something that doesn't, you don't hear every day.
That reminded me of the time we kept quiet and we didn't say anything until we got to your car. And we were like, yo, did you hear that? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, when the child was laughing at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was like child laughter. At, like, yeah, 5 in the morning, like, nobody else is awake but us.
Right, and there's, like, no kids like that in your, like, area. Especially, yeah, like, at 5 a.m. Damn, yeah, it was on YouTube, but I'm not finding it at all. Scrolled back 11 years.
Oh, okay. That's when, YouTube, before it was, like, controlled.
Well, I mean, the podcast was posted not too long ago. It was probably posted within the last 2 or 3 years. But they probably took it down, or I don't know what happened, because, yeah, I'm not finding it.
And then, another thing that I just want to talk about that's, like, recent was, since, like, we started with this whole death of, like, that one screenwriter, who died at like 66. It's just like and it just so happens to be like what this rapper that plows through a parade in like Wisconsin.
Yeah. I don't even think I've talked about that theory on the podcast. I know I've told you already, but I have a theory that all these like rappers that are becoming famous are just sacrifices, so they don't have to keep sacrificing their own. You know, they have all these SoundCloud rappers and rappers you've never heard of that just that will do anything for a quick buck, you know?
But isn't it weird how it just so happened to be like, oh yeah, I happen to be a rapper.
Yeah.
And
Give me 1 second. I have to make one last delivery before I start on a long drive.
all
So
right,
bear with me,
gotcha.
Kurt.
All right, I just wanted to also mention though, with that Wisconsin recent like tragedy, with the parade, one of the YouTube video guys I've been watching, I guess his name is Donut. He mentioned about something how the victims of MK Ultra, they the people in like the news articles that they write, like major news outlets, they include three names, and I find it interesting that they include three names in this case, which is Daryl Edward Brooks. And I wouldn't be surprised that, because they, go ahead and mention that he's a rapper, I wouldn't be surprised in gematria, rapper would mean something, and that carries a weight with his name. But I
Yeah.
just find it very interesting that with what just recently happened in Wisconsin, in Kenosha with Kyle Rittenhouse, and then how that just so happened to be, or a lot of people believe to be a, in itself another psyop, and be connected with what is going on with Kyle Rittenhouse, Alec Baldwin, Justin Bieber, and even the recent death of Young Dolph.
Yeah, I mean, it's all gun control at this point now. It's looking like it's another gun control push.
And then I thought it was interesting too, because you know how they mentioned in the news report that Young Dolph went to go get cookies? Well, guess what? One of Justin Bieber's recent release of like imagery, and like they like to be public with like numbers and like symbolic with imagery and stuff like that. Well, Justin Bieber was holding a cookie covering one of his eye.
Recently?
Recently. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
And Young Dolph
Yeah.
dies getting cookies.
Yep. I mean, for sure, I don't know. There's probably some hidden meaning or some hidden symbolism, of course, which is behind it. You know?
So, were you able to find that one podcast that you said that
I
the
actually
lady
sent
turns
it
into
to
a
you in a text.
shapeshifter?
I sent it to you in a text.
Okay. Okay, so I would just include that video in the source links.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours long. So I'm gonna jump on this now because I'm not sure if anybody will look into it, but that guy's YouTube, it goes far back, like years, like 15 years, 12 years or something. So he has music and he also has sketches that he did. So I'm not sure if he's like an actor or something. Just something to take into consideration when you look into stuff, you know. I don't know if it's never 100%, you know, but from what I heard, from what he talked about, it seems pretty interesting to me. But there's that. Wow.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'll include this in the source links, and then I'm gonna also include the other video that I went to mention about where I heard about the MK Ultra victims and having three first names in their name.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy that the MK Ultra thing, it's just
Well, I also
yeah.
thought it was pretty interesting too, because he goes to mention about like Miley Cyrus, and the name Cyrus isn't, in fact, an ancient, Babylon name. And I just thought it was funny because I actually took that name when I was really young into RuneScape, and my first character name was Saya or Cyrus. And
Yeah.
some people in the game thought it was pertaining to that one movie, Miley Cyrus, and I thought it was funny because I was like, no, it's actually not. It's very biblical. I actually got it from the Bible, and the misconception in that, like, they thought it was because of Miley Cyrus, you know, during that time period where when she was up and coming with Disney.
That's crazy. I just know, back to the MK Ultra thing. I'm not sure if we talked about it on the podcast before, but Kurt Cobain's wife, Courtney Love, she has huge connections to MK Ultra. You can find a video of her dad. Man. Well, there's an interview where her dad says a ton of stuff. I can't remember off the top of my head what it is now. But I know she claims herself to have slept with generals and political figures of all kinds from like a young age, like 16 or something. And like she inserted herself in the music scene. Kurt Cobain was not addicted to drugs until after he met her. So she was the one pushing heroin out there. She was one of the ones, you know, one of the main ones pushing heroin and all these other drugs out there.
Is this what you mentioned to me before as like a sex slave kitten or something like this? Or a
She was a
CIA?
sex slave kitten, yeah. So like the MK Ultra, they say there's like three different ones. There's like you're either like a sex kitten, like she was, where like they use you as for sex to get information, or you're like a killing machine, where you're just like an unstoppable killer. They say you go into range mode and all you see is targets when you're shooting people, which is pretty crazy. That's what they say. I don't know if it's true, but and then the third one is like the cover that you put on, like your everyday face, you know? So like people don't realize. And then like sometimes it's just like a phone call or maybe like a certain line in a book. Like the guy who they blamed for shooting John Lennon was found reading, I think like The Catcher in the Rye or something. That whole John Lennon thing is crazy because if you look into it, there's a story where it was actually the doorman at the hotel who was an undercover agent shot John Lennon from behind, and they blamed it on the guy Mark David Chapman, and they got Mark David Chapman as a pretty much a submissive, you know, to just go with it pretty much, you know.
Fall guy.
Yep. Because he was under the MK Ultra too, you know, the mind control.
Wow, goes deep.
Yeah, he goes really deep. I mean, back to even like the Tartaria stuff. I mean, they show buildings in that article. There's like just like buildings built on top of like other buildings. It's really interesting, you know. Like, what is that? I saw a guy on YouTube walking around and he was filming this building. I think it was a church at the time. And they actually came out and were like, hey, you can't start filming here. And he was just like, I was just filming the outside of the building. I like how your windows go into the ground or whatever. That's some bullshit, but they were like really against them filming there. And I just thought that was interesting.
Well, it's pretty interesting that, because even with like Disney World, it's built up on layers. You know, like the workers are
Yeah.
moving stuff underground.
Yeah, you're on the second floor. Yeah, that's great. And it just goes to show how easily they can do that.
Yeah, it leads up into our last article where we were discussing on like, underground tunnels
Yep,
throughout,
I
you
know.
know,
I know we
United
brought up this
States.
before, the underground tunnels, but yeah. I mean, it's just, they can do it, you know. Even like, I don't know. We can even like go into the whole Hollow Earth theory again. You know, we haven't talked about that in a while, where maybe there's like caves or caverns somewhere that lead into the Earth. There's a whole movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth. In the movie Ice Age, they go inside the Earth and they find another world under their Earth.
Exactly,
So,
and I don't know if you remember, but they were also doing like atom bomb blasts out in the middle of like the ocean. So, or out in the middle of somewhere. And so it's kind of weird if you like look at that map we do have on Clarocast of what is it? What is it called? Genaria or
Which one?
the
Not sure, to be honest. I don't know off the top of my head.
I got the website here, so give me a second.
But,
I'm gonna search it up real fast because I don't wanna.
are you talking about like the whole underground train system that they plan on doing?
No. I'm talking about the underground hollow earth theory. It's called Agaria. Yeah. So
Oh, the
yeah,
inner.
so the Agaria map that we do have on Cargocast, you can check it out. It's pretty much what we were just discussing about the underground or the hollow
Yeah,
earth
and
theory.
actually, I wonder if maybe Tartaria is connected to that in some way. Maybe they moved their civilization underground after they were pretty much, kicked out of this part,
Well, it's funny because it on the map that we do have, it mentions stuff of like the test atom blast, which is interesting to like, why are they, testing an atom bomb blast out in the middle of this area? It's like, why do they want to, kind of dig deeper into Earth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's also theories that they've blown up islands. You can look up that too, where we've allegedly blown up islands, or there was an island, I think, in the Gulf of Mexico somewhere that now is like no longer there, that they say that was on many maps and people have been there,
So what would you
and
say
now it's
would be the reasoning for that?
either we blew it up or somehow it just sunk, or I don't know. I don't know. Same with Atlantis, they say Atlantis, I think the Mayans, they say there was like five different versions of humanity. I think we're the fifth version. I know it sounds cliche, but they say we're the one, this is the version that actually makes it.
Does this all tie in with like, because isn't there like signs of like pyramids on Mars?
Yeah. Pyramids
So
on
when
Mars, I think even pyramids on the moon, I think.
you say
Pyramids
this
in
is like the
Antarctica.
fifth version or like the fifth wave we make it through, were there like the other places we were at were like, for example, was it Mars? Was it the moon?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you for sure. But I mean, I have heard theories of a human civilization on Mars that lives underground in Mars, almost like an inner Earth. They live in inner Mars just because the surface is so harsh. But I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or not, but the theory behind that is that those people inside Mars actually have all the precious metals like iron, so they can make all these different things technology-wise. They just lack things like water, food, even women. And there's a website I'll send you, and you just have to click around the website to find it, really. I couldn't tell you the exact link. But he talks about the theories that we send them resources like food, water, women, whatever they want, and they send us the technology that they have. And that's what like things like CERN
You
is
think
used
this is
for. They're
where.
actually.
Sorry.
And what was that?
Sorry, before you start talking about things with CERN, do you think this is where it all starts happening? We're in like in national parks when things just like people go missing?
Well, that's a whole different thing. That's like, I think the theory I've heard on that one is like one of these presidents, either Theodore Roosevelt or Franklin D. One of the Roosevelts, not sure which one, signed a treaty with the aliens where they could take a certain amount of people from these national parks. But like the aliens just started overdoing it, and there's nothing we can really do about it.
Are they feeding off of us?
I mean, they're just probably the I don't know exactly, because again, that's like a whole alien thing, but I don't know whether it's aliens or maybe interdimensional beings. Because if you look into some of those missing people into the in the, I mean, national parks, that goes deep. Hold on one second, because I have to get out of
Yeah.
my car to deliver.
Okay. So another thing I was gonna mention is what I saw in the sky. Maybe it has something to do with Project Bluebeam, because I saw it was like projecting something, and it was like a blue beam, and maybe they were testing something.
Yeah, I mean, the Project Bluebeam is that they talk about high altitude aircraft, whether it's planes or I don't know. It's just supposed to be super high altitude, then and it can project something in the sky like a UFO or something.
Dude,
That's
I
the theory
saw it,
behind it.
bro. They were projecting something. They were testing something
Yeah,
out
I
that.
mean, maybe they were. Yeah, okay. Easily could have been testing something. Yeah.
But, on another note, weren't you gonna mention something? Oh, yes, about, the guy, a contract, a president who signed this into,
Oh, yes,
for
I believe
national
you actually
parks,
looked it
right?
up. I believe you looked it up. And there was a correction to be made. It was Eisenhower and not any of the Roosevelts, which is my bad.
Yeah, and you
So.
said something like they're going like these aliens are going excessive in these national parks, you know, quote unquote taking these people.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right, so I got the article on up here, and it says it was the 1954 Grenada Treaty. President Eisenhower formed a treaty with the aliens at Holloman AFB on the
Air Force Base.
1954 Grenada Treaty. The Eisenhower administration bypasses the U.S. Constitution and form a pact with the alien races. So it was in exchange for advanced technology, the aliens would be allowed to make experiments on livestock, minerals, and a small group of human beings. I'm guessing this is where all the genetically modified crops come in place.
Yep.
And I'm guessing this is where a lot of people go missing, and the government is complicit with it. Because they got a pact with them.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show, I mean, even how, if you want to try and look up something too, I know in that Tario article that I posted, they have the that little part from the declassified file, but you should try and look up the whole thing, like the whole file that was declassified. I think it came out of like 1994.
So look up at the whole declassification of
Or just
Tataria
by look up,
documentation of like the cover up.
just like CIA declassified 1994 files and see if you could find, I don't know, keywords or Taria, I guess.
I think that would take a whole CIA.
Just very interesting because, I don't know, it's just like I think we talked about the Men in Black. It's all in your face, you know, it's all right there in front of you. They do it to mock you.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that you said that, 'cause I'm getting stuff that pops up. I mean, not too long ago, I'm seeing some, obviously. Well, this one says the CIA. This one's on YouTube. This one that says the CIA documents on Russia exposing the Tataria cover-up. That was about a year ago.
Wow.
And
We'll watch that one at some point, and if it's any good, we can link it.
Then there's somebody on Reddit who's been talking about it on the link to the CIA doc on Tataria cover up. I can open that up and see what that's about.
Sorry, I've just passed my delivery.
right, but yeah, I mean, even like you said, like we're not learning about this in school. We're finding it on the internet.
Yeah, anything really, you know, especially now, like, because the school, you know, you're not gonna learn anything in school. You know, you're gonna learn what they want, their version, you know, the whole history written by the winners thing.
Isn't it just
And
all like the whole system and like for school in itself is like by a it's like a Rockefeller system? Is that what it?
yeah, it's the, I think it's the Rockefeller, like they came up with their whole, the whole education system. Like they're behind it all. But it's really not even to test intelligence. It's really just to see who's good at like paying attention to the rules and whatnot, you know?
Who can obey?
Yeah, who can obey, who can find the pattern. Unfortunately, like the only thing that's real is math, and that's why so many people struggle with it. But even then, like they try to bullshit that too
Well, they try to
with
make it
other.
like way complicated than what it really needs to be.
Yeah, they try to just introduce, like there is some stuff that they like some math that they use that's actually like useful, but then there's a lot of it that they've, you know. Just like literature, you know, English, just like history, some stuff is useful, but most of it is just, you know, bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, anything else you want to add to the podcast?
Not really. This is just our first podcast back in a while. I mean,
Dude,
you
it's
guys
been
can't
over
hear.
6 months.
Yeah, if you guys can't hear, I'm still in my car doing the road, here on New Savers.
But yeah, maybe, I guess we can start maybe signing out and ending out. I'll add like music in the beginning and the end, you know, just to add some.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, we'll try to bust out more episodes. We'll try to keep the website updated with more articles. The next article I want to write is actually, hold on, let me roll my windows here so you can hear me better. The next article I want to write is actually about a tribe in Africa that has knowledge of certain star systems. They have knowledge of a star system that we just recently discovered in the 2000s, I think, and they have knowledge of a star system that we haven't even discovered yet. All this without telescopes or any of that. And so just look out for that article. Eventually, I've got to sit down and write that one after I do the research on the tribe, you know.
Yeah, that sounds
Anything
pretty
on?
interesting. I'm excited to hear that on how they found these stars without any like telescopes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, we'll find out when I do research. Is there anything else you had to add? Anything you have coming up?
I'm gonna just, you know, I'll contribute to the articles, you know, on CarCast. But I just definitely want to also like mention like it's not just us. We're also looking for other, you know, authors out there willing to contribute to CarCast.
Yeah, anybody who wants to contribute, just write a comment in any of the articles or send us an email.
And as always, we don't, you know, I know we don't post as frequent, but we're gonna try posting, get more like a rhythm going.
Yeah, for sure.
As always, you can check out carrycast.com. We'll be posting articles. And hopefully, once we get more of a bigger audience, we'll have our live broadcast feed up on our website. So you'll be able to hear us chat live and make mistakes and hear all that live.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Unedited. But yeah, I mean, other than that, We'll try to bust out more podcast episodes more frequently.
All right.
Anything else want to add to that, Brian?
Not really. Not on my end.
All right, I guess we're gonna call it that, and till next time.
Well, next time.
This was the thankful episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving this week.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.